This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. I am Dr. Joy Brown. I'm not going to mess around because Kelly wants to talk with me. She's calling from Europe. Hopefully, Kelly, this is not going to be charged against your long-distance minute. Tell me how I can help you.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I've been listening to your show a long time through podcasting because it's one of the ways that I keep in touch with the States. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Where are you living?
Italy.
Yay. Good
Yay.
For you.
Okay. Yeah, well, good for me. I've been living here for a long time, and I got to be honest, I've just been texting with my sister who lives in the States, and I asked her, do you think I should change my name? Do you think I should? And she said, nah, just go for it. Who cares?
Wait a minute, you changed your name from what to what and why?
Well,
you don't have to tell me your full name. You just...
No, my name is Kelly. I haven't changed. No, I'm not embarrassed about anything I have to say. I just don't want to put anybody else in a situation where I might say something that they're not comfortable with. That's all.
Okay. Well, I just need some idea of what you would change your name to and why you would change it. Are we talking first name, last name?
No, well, no, just for identity purposes, obviously. My name is Kelly. My name is Kelly, and I live in Italy, and that's the truth. I really appreciate the practical advice that you give. I've been listening to you a long time. I'm a 53-year-old woman who has been living in Italy for 29 years. I come from a big family from Denver, Colorado, and I know that you have roots there yourself.
I do indeed.
I'm going home. Okay, and I'll cut to the quick, and then you can ask if you need more information. I'm going back home. I usually go home about once every 2 years. I built a family here in Italy with an Italian man. I go home about once every 2 years. I take my kids and my family, but now they're all grown up. I'm going home. My mom is getting on in years. And I'm the third of five children. I know you also have a big family. My brothers and sisters have sort of dispersed, and I go home often. My mom is getting on in years, as I said, and now I'm coming home this year to Denver. My mom is celebrating her 80th birthday. My sister will be celebrating her 50th birthday. My daughter, who has moved to San Francisco, has recently gotten married, just sort of like in the courthouse to sort of make things easier for herself and her Italian boyfriend. My niece just graduated from high school, and we're having one of these sort of get-togethers where everybody's sort of coming together, and there are several things to celebrate.
Sure.
And we're wondering how to celebrate them. And I suggested a big party, and my mom, who is 80 and doesn't want to have a party because she says that she just wants to be with her family. So here's my question. My suggestion was that we all together get to go to a spa and have a facial and a body massage and stuff like that, especially because the people involved are women, and there are three generations. And I just wonder, however, how to face things like who should pay, what should they pay for,
okay,
how should we manage this situation?
Okay. All right, well, I think having been in going to Denver for a similar kind of situation, what we've decided is to take the basically 2.5 days and divide it into different segments, because just as with your family, there are different people, different issues, different budgets, different levels of resilience and tolerance. All right, so here's what I would do. When you're talking about the spa, what I would do is a little bit of internet research and find out where's some place that's close, and you probably want a day spa if you're trying to keep the budget in line rather than someplace
right.
you'd stay overnight, and find out
right.
if they'll
and
give...
I've already looked into it.
Okay, a group rate. And what you may want to do is talk to, let's assume, would your mother go to that?
Yes. My mother is the one who said that, because my mother is sort of the primary concern, because
okay.
she's having her 80th birthday.
Right.
And she said, no, I don't want a party.
Okay.
I just want to be with y'all. And so she liked the idea of the spa.
Okay, so who else would come to the spa? You, your mom?
It would be my mom, me, my sister, two of my sisters.
Okay.
And two sisters and two of my mother's granddaughters.
Okay, so we're talking six women.
Three. Okay, it would be three. My mother, three of her daughters, and three granddaughters.
Seven, plus you. Are you already included
right.
in that?
No,
okay.
I'm involved. No, I'm part
right.
of that already.
So
that would be,
all right, so we're talking seven okay. people, and let's assume that we're talking probably $35 for the massage or something, or $25 or
no.
let's say more than that.
Dr. Joy, $35. No, it's going to be upwards of $100 per person.
Wow. You should come to New York. We can get you much better deals than that. All right, so the first thing to do is call up the place.
Yeah, that might be the part.
All right, so here's what you're going to do.
The price. Okay, go ahead.
All right, let's take your figure of $100. So we're talking $700. First of all, call up one of the spas and say, we're bringing seven people. What's your best deal? Because I'm sure you can get something off that. Then presumably you talk about the grandchildren. Presumably you would treat your mother. You would treat, which means that there are you and two sisters. And so I don't know what the economics of your two sisters are.
I suppose that's part of what I'm calling about too. Is that some? A grandchild or two might. Ability to pay.
Well, you're talking. Wait. Let me finish the thought here, so we don't get completely distracted. If the three of you, as being kind of the mom's the honoree, presumably, unless your mom wants to pay, which presumably you're honoring her, and so for your birthday party, you usually don't ask. I mean, some people do have their own birthday parties, but here, let's assume that the three of you are going to undertake the expenses for the seven. So, first of all, negotiate the best deal you can, which I'm sure you can get at least 20% reduced, which means one of those 1.5 people are going to, you'll knock that price off, presumably. And then, I don't know, you could say to your sisters, here, I got a special deal for the seven of us. It includes lunch, and if we divide it into three parts, it's $150 a piece. Are you game for that? And one of them may say, look, I'll take the whole thing, or let's do it. Let me hold on to you, and we'll figure out how. Because it's always an issue of who pays for what. Let me put you on hold. Come right back. 855-993-7569. Family reunions. Who pays for what? I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so as we're talking with Kelly about how do you organize when you're having a bunch of different people who have different abilities to pay, and she actually came to the right place for a number of reasons, only because I come from Denver. Or that's where I'm going back to, but because it's always an issue. And so what I tend to do with the family, and I've kind of tried to convince other people to take over this, because otherwise I get in charge of planning it, and then I end up paying for everything, which gets And some of my brothers and sisters are very grateful. Some are resentful. So you just sort of learn over time, if you're going to plan something, that you give people different options. You give them budgets far ahead of time and ask them, you know, if they'd like to contribute, and if so, to what extent, and be willing to kind of pick up the slack. Which means that sometimes you plan things like $100 a person sort of events, and sometimes you plan things that are bring your own picnic or whatever. So the different people can do different things. And when you're talking about a wide span of ages, energy levels, interests, and budgets, then having people being able to pick and choose, especially over a period of time, works very well. And so you've got, and I think that when people say don't have a party, what they may mean is don't make a huge fuss. But, so maybe sort of a low-key, everybody going to a restaurant, that way everybody could order their own food, or that you have a potluck. The earlier you can solicit people's suggestions, you'll never get consensus, but the more people who feel that they were consulted, the more likely you're going to have a consensus, and as opposed to a mutiny of, well, this is what I want to do, or, and trying to get everybody there on the same page at the same time is hopeless. What you sort of do is either decide that this is going to be a group activity, which is like herding butterflies. It's not the easiest thing to do, or that you plan an event and you pay for it, and you just invite people, and they can come or not. And if people offer donations, you can take them or not. The easiest thing to do is to plan it and tend to pay for it. So you already know what your own budget is. And then people can, it's like any other party, they can either come or not come, and they can sometimes offer and sometimes not. But it becomes, that's the cleanest, easiest way to do it. From a large family and a lot of people, that can be overwhelming. So... Right, so having, as I said, a huge amount of experience about it, that the more options you can give people, the happier they are. Even if they would have come up with exactly the same thing, people really want to feel that they matter, that their voice is heard. Alrighty. So 855-993-7569. So I did this thing that's the quintessential. You know, I most of you know I live in New York. I am not from New York, but I'm one of those converts that think, I'm in love with this city. And so I did something very sort of New York and very 1940s, which I met somebody at the clock in Grand Central Station. I mean, is that not like out of a Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers movie? I did not dance up and down the stairs, although I was sorely tempted. But if you haven't been in Grand Central recently, and again, I'm not from here. There was a false ceiling in Grand Central for, I don't know, 40 or 50 years. And about 5 or 6 years ago, I think, they did this huge renovation. And Jackie Kennedy was the one who saved Grand Central. They were gonna raise it and put up something. And she saved it single-handedly. And they took the false ceiling down and restored the view of the heavens that is all blue and with stars. And it turns out, this is a piece of New York trivia that you can now sort of dazzle your friends, that it's not from the earth looking up, it's like if you were from the heavens looking down. So it's 180 degrees out of what it would be if you were looking up at it. So, but that was, and it's a really fun thing to do, just because the entire world swirls around the clock, which is also the information center. And there's chandeliers, and it's a beautiful place, and there are people coming and going. And I met this cute little Irish couple. She has been here for 3 years, heavy on the accent, runs a nonprofit as a social worker, and met all these people. It's a really fun thing to do, and I'd actually never done it because there was no particular reason for me to do it. I'm not usually over in that part of the world, and when I am, I'm sort of rushing through or either taking a train occasionally or taking the subway there. But if you come to New York, you definitely should go and meet somebody at the clock in Grand Central, because it makes you feel like you're, you know, in an old-fashioned romantic comedy or something. There you go. Today is Red Nose Day. Did you know that it's, and it's not because you have a cold, it's because, I don't know how it's become international, but it's, and a lot of the stores around here have that you buy a red nose. I think it's a charity day that we're supposed to, I think that what they do is they donate the proceeds from selling the little noses. I always had them from the Big Apple Circus, so you raise money for children in some of the poorest communities in the world, It's you don the red nose, which I can send you mine. Silly, downright hilarious fundraising events, you can be part of Red Nose Day. So there you go. As I said, they do Walgreens and Duane Reade, which are now the same store, to buy your red nose. You can also get one at the Big Apple Circus. So there you go. It was created in 1988 by Richard Curtis, who did Love Actually, which is one of my favorite all-time movies. Was launched in the UK and came to the United States in 2015. So there you go. All right. So I could send you. I should. I actually have pictures, unfortunately, I think, of myself in my red nose because I was the ringmaster, the celebrity ringmaster at the Big Apple Circus. But I didn't do it with the nose. I have the nose. I have several noses. I keep them. I don't know exactly why I keep them, but I. So there you go. So the idea is to buy the red nose, which I think is a dollar or something, and do something silly. I suppose you could wear your red nose all day. All right, 855-993-7569. And Andreas, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Yes, Andreas is on the air. Andreas has tried to figure out for 1 hour to put your phone number together.
I'm sorry, I do it fast. I'll try and do it more slowly. You're right.
Because it's very fast, and then it's...
all right, let me do it. This is in honor of you. I know you already got through. It's 855-993-7569, which is also 855-99.
Dr.
George.
I got it now.
I know you did, but I just did that
so fast.
I know, I just did that for everybody else who agrees with you. I do it too fast. So that was in your honor.
And our phones work much slower in the Virgin Islands. That's where I'm calling from.
Okay.
Dr. Brown.
Yeah.
Question.
Okay.
I don't know how much you know about U.S. Virgin Islands, but I can tell you that much. We are the second highest in the nation about homicides.
Ooh, all right, let me on that note, stop me for a second, we'll come back. Please be safe. Stay inside. Wear your bulletproof vest because I want to talk with you. All right? We'll be back. Everybody in the Virgin Islands, unload your gun right now. We're going to talk to Andreas when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Andreas, who lives in, is it British Virgin Islands? I know it's Virgin Islands. Is it BVI or not?
Hello?
Is it BVI or just Virgin Islands?
U.S. Virgin Islands.
Okay. So you said that...
We consist out of three islands, St. Thomas, St. John, and St. Croix, of course.
Right.
We are about a little over 100,000 people. But we are at the crossroads where all the drug traffic goes on between South and Central America and the United States.
Hmm.
Okay. And that's our problem. If you think about it, per capita, we have the second highest
homicide rate
in the nation. I think only the District of Columbia or is this the New York is ahead of us.
New York isn't even in the top 25. It's more likely to be, it may be D.C., Chicago, or Detroit, but New York isn't even high anymore.
Yeah, you're right, Ben. Because these statistics, the last time I saw them, it's about a year ago and so on.
Yeah,
and
New York
is right up there.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrifying.
Yes, it is. And we are also very popular for tourists.
Yep.
and we cannot get this problem under control. It is impossible unless we turn everybody into a police person.
No, the solution isn't more guns. The solution is legalizing drugs, so there's no real profit in it anymore.
Well, that's the issue that I wanted to discuss with you, what your opinion is. A lot of that stuff is marijuana, okay?
Oh, I don't. You think? It would seem to me it's much more likely to be cocaine these days.
Well, of course it's there, okay? And they catch cocaine and so on by the kilos and pounds and what do I know?
Yeah.
But and it flows into Puerto Rico, which is right next to us, and so on. But marijuana, what's being dealt with here in the streets is more pot than anything else.
Yeah.
And
the United States is beginning to take care of that in that it's becoming legal and taxed and very profitable, but not the criminal element anymore. I mean,
That's my point. If we start at least to decriminalize smoking pot, I don't see much harm in smoking pot. I don't do it myself because it makes me sick.
Yeah, but that's a good reason not to.
That's the point. And decriminalizing this, okay, and concentrate on the heavier drugs. What do you think about decriminalizing marijuana?
Well, it's already happening. And the reason it's happening isn't for the morality that either of us might be concerned about. It's just plain money that Colorado is making $1 million a month.
Of
and
course.
They're saying within the next, by 2020, it'll be $1 million a week. And there are six other states that have decriminalized it. It's just the war on drugs has been a huge failure. It's only made drugs more profitable.
It's another problem in our society. We have no money. We are broke. These islands are broke. We are supported by the U.S. Virgin, by the United States government. That is our major income. It's all coming down from Washington. And I am in favor of decriminalizing at least marijuana.
What's already happening? So that they're already hearing you, Andreas.
Make a business out of it.
Yep, that's already happening. Because nobody kills anybody anymore about tobacco. Nobody kills anybody anymore about alcohol.
Correct.
Because they've legalized them, they tax them, and it takes the criminal element out of it.
I was wondering if from your point of view as a doctor and so on, if there's any harm in smoking pot.
Sure there is.
I cannot see traffic accidents because caused by somebody smoking pot and so on.
That's not where the problem is. That pot doesn't, and because I can remember as a kid arguing with parents about alcohol is going to influence your reflexes much more than marijuana.
Right.
The problem about marijuana is severalfold. First of all, smoking anything is not good for your lungs, period. That's the end. So there are more active ingredients. So the idea of saying, is marijuana dangerous? Is it a gateway drug? No, there's no indication at all that it is, number one. The reason it's a gateway drug is it's been illegal, and once you start doing one thing illegal, you might as well do something else illegal. But does marijuana, is it a gateway drug? No. Is it safe?
Let them grow a plant and let them grow a little bit pot in their backyard.
Well, California's been doing it. Exactly. In California, the two major cash crops in California are both drugs. It's alcohol, it's wine, and marijuana. But to answer your question, is pot good for you? No, it's not. There are not drugs that are good for you, period. They all have effects and side effects. What marijuana does is it tends to be somewhat of a downer, and it gives you the munchies. So I think there are a lot of women who, no matter how decriminalized it is, are not going to smoke marijuana because it gives you the munchies, and we're all worried about getting fat. But for men, does it calm you down? Yes. Does it make you more sexual? No, it makes you less sexual. It also gives men it creates gynecomastia in men. So if you smoke a lot of pot and you're a man, you're going to get man breasts. Are there active ingredients that are somewhat poisonous? There are. I am not in favor of drugs, but when you look at drugs and you look at the damage that drugs can do, marijuana is not very high on the scale. It is certainly less toxic than cigarettes, although people smoke a lot less marijuana than they do cigarettes. It's probably going to be just as lousy for your lungs.
And
it's certainly less.
And every man has three women, so.
Well, that's great. I'm so pleased to hear that. Well, so the idea being, it is probably less damaging to your body than alcohol. But as you point out, the major reason to decriminalize marijuana is to take the criminal element out of it. And once they do marijuana, it turns out, as you're probably aware, the major drugs of abuse right now in this country are prescription drugs and alcohol. So we're talking about, and the overdoses, there are 35,000 people who died last year from prescription drugs. So there are a whole lot of reasons to decriminalize not only marijuana but everything else and make huge penalties for being anywhere near kids, like you do for alcohol and you do for tobacco.
I just hope that quite a few people listen to your program here on the island.
I do too, but for very different reasons.
It is an issue. And what the money we are spending here Coast Guard and helicopters in the air and so on to catch some stuff here, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yep. The war on drugs has been a complete failure.
I have two helicopters flying over my house just about every day.
Well, what you need is your very own personal drone. I'm sort of kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I think you're right. I think that you are talking about the wave of the future. It's already started in this country. It's already Britain has decriminalized drug usage for 30 years. They have much fewer people carrying guns. They have much fewer homicides. So it's something that we've come to somewhat lately, and part of it is our kind of Victorian approach that we have sin taxes on everything. And what we're doing is moving away from that more and more and saying to enforce laws about things that people want to do is expensive and futile. So rather than doing that, tax the daylights out of it.
If I can only reduce the cost of what it takes to just catch somebody that peddles an ounce or so of marijuana.
It's already happened.
And so on. I have made already a contribution to our society here.
It's already happening.
Tax-wise.
Well, and actually, in terms of California has had the miracle ounce for about 15 years. The miracle ounce being it's not legal to grow it, it's not legal to sell it, it's not legal to buy it, it's not legal to use it, but you can have up to an ounce for your own personal use. And the question is, if you can't grow it, buy it, or sell it, where did the ounce come from? It's a miracle. So that's been true for 15 years. But there are more. New York has now decriminalized it. There are six states, and it's going to be like a lot of things. It's very controversial, but it's the times are changing. People are looking at the data.
We have here growing ideal growing conditions. I mean, you live in the sun.
Listen, I used to have a neighbor who was upset because I had poppies growing in my yard, and he said, aha, that's going to be opium, to distill it as much. But Andreas, listen, be safe, get a bulletproof vest and a drone, and call me every once in a while. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well done, Jacob. Okay, we've got a couple of big old movies coming out this weekend. It is the Memorial Day weekend, and that's probably, that used to be the tentpole weekend of the year. Now we've already had, you know, a bunch of big new movies out. We've already had, let's see, what have we had out? I'll just sort of check it. We've already had Captain America, which was a big and good one. We've already had some really crummy movies. We've already had Jungle Book, which is lovely. If you haven't seen it, you may want to check out Jungle Book. All right, but let me tell you what's coming up this weekend for those of you who want to be on the list of... Okay, I've seen it for anybody else. Okay, big movie opening, X-Men Apocalypse. it's long. It's 2 hours and 24 minutes. I kind of like it. I like the X-Men and the mutants. Apocalypse seems to be the new wave of superheroes, which is they face off against each other. That somehow good guys do not agree on how the world should run. This is directed by Bryan Singer. One of the reasons I like the new X-Men is that they've got James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender, who are great actors, which is not to say Patrick Stewart is not. This has also got Jennifer Lawrence in it and Nicholas Holt. Nicholas Holt is one of my favorite little actors that sort of pops up every once in a while. I think he always does a good job. All right, we've got the world's first mutant apocalypse. The X-Men must unite to defeat his extinction-level plan. Okay, why is Apocalypse trying to get rid of everything? Well, he'll tell you in the movie, and it's actually an interesting notion. Again, that comic books were originally very political, and they return to their roots all of a sudden, which I find exhilarating, because they have great cast, they have great special effects, they have fascinating stories, and then they have, it's kind of like a spoonful of sugar or a spoonful of explosives will help the epistemology go down. All right, maybe not everyone sees that way. Or we've got Hugh Jackman's back, Ian McClellan's back a little bit, Patrick Stewart is back. The plot doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. We keep going backward and forward. I thought it was kind of fun. A lot of people haven't liked it as much as some of the other X-Men, but I did. I thought it was fun. I liked it much better than I expected to. Well, it's not, I mean, X-Men is just, as I said, I think James McAvoy and Michael Fassbender are such great additions because they're both such good actors. Okay? And this one's a little, the beginning's a little creepy, to be quite honest. But, and it's not, it's, well, let's see what, I think it may be rated, it's PG-13. I would have probably given it a stricter rating than that. It's, the first part, it's kind of bizarre, and you're not going to recognize, except I did, who Apocalypse is. I'm not going to tell you, all right? So don't look at it, because let's see if you can recognize it. He's a very recognizable actor, although he's not one of the A-list, but he's becoming that way. But don't look him up to see if you can recognize him, all right? Alice in the Looking Glass. I'm trying to remember. I don't think X-Men was 3D. I don't think it is. Alice is. Or at least I saw it in 3D. I don't know if they've got it other places. This is a mere 113 minutes. Mia Wasikowska, whom I thought, she's not one of my favorite actresses. I liked her better in this being Alice. Did we really need another Alice in Wonderland? Johnny Depp plays the Mad Hatter. Do you know why Mad Hatters are mad? Do you know the answer to this, Jacob?
I think I might. Something to do with Mercury with
absolutely
making
hats. Well done, exactly so. That hatters made hats, and they would lick their fingers to for the thread and stuff. And the felt has a lot of mercury in it, so it's exactly why. And mercury is a heavy lead poisoning, so that's why they're called Mad Hatters. Well done, Jacob.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you.
He gets huge gold stars. Helena Bonham Carter plays Queen of Hearts with a huge head. Anne Hathaway plays her sister, who's channeling Joan Crawford for reasons that are not the least bit clear to me. The plot, as far as I'm concerned, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Alice, I loved the first, like, 10 or 15 minutes. Alice is a sea captain, and her father, the name of her father's ship is Wonder. Get it? Like Wonderland. Okay. And she is, as far as I'm concerned, playing Wonder Woman in this. So, okay. The costumes are great here. Johnny Depp is basically the Mad Hatter, and he's upset because he found something that makes him think his family's still alive. So Alice has the responsibility of seeing if she can go back in time because she's going to get the chronograph, which Sacha Baron Cohen has. I know, are you following this? To sort of change time. Now, this is the fourth or the fifth movie I've seen since January that has the notion of going, what is the happiness something or other, where you go through a door and you can change your past. And all of them seem to have the same theory, which is all of us want to change the past, but what happens if you really do that, and can you really do it, and what is regret about, and yada, yada. So, and this one does it. I thought the plot was, I love the first 15 minutes where she's a sea captain and she comes home and her mother says, well, you have to learn to follow men's orders because that's what women do. And you want to boo her. It's kind of phantasmagorical. Sacha Baron Cohen sort of strides around. It didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, to be quite honest. It was very noisy. It's very busy. It's kind of exhausting. The major reason to see this, as far as I'm concerned, is the costumes are incredibly lavish. It's kind of hyper, super, and it's in 3D. Did I love it? I did not. I wanted to, but there seemed to me to not be much of a reason to do this movie, to be quite honest. We'll see how it does. My guess is, I don't know. My guess is that it won't do terribly well. It's a little too intense for kids. It's PG, which I think it's too intense for kids. As I said, I love the beginning of it. I wish that we had known more about her life as a sea captain as opposed to in Wonderland and sort of returning to the Mad Hatter and the Cheshire Cat and everything else. What can I tell you? Presenting Princess Shaw is one of those things that was probably meant much more for millennials than me. It's a documentary on the collaborative relationship between a New Orleans-based songwriter who's on YouTube, whose name is Samantha Montgomery, and she calls herself Princess Shaw, and a composer, video artist, Ophir Koudiel. Not my thing. I mean, I know YouTube. I know people get thousands of hits. Doesn't really interest me. The idea being that we have. I mean, look, I did not love Through the Looking Glass, but at least it's wildly professional. It's interesting. It's very slick, which is all the things that YouTube is not. But I suppose that's part of the appeal of YouTube. So kind of do-it-yourself movies. Doesn't work terribly much for me. Although I like documentaries, as you know. More details at drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.